With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, September 24th, and we are here answering your financial questions, your money questions, your retirement questions, your college questions, your career questions, your housing questions, basically anything that has a dollar sign attached to it. Or maybe it's an emotional dollar sign, something that's weighing you down, that's freaking you out. Mark and I would love to hear from you. The easiest way to get in touch with us is to go to our website, jillonmoney.com. You click on the Contact Us button and you complete the form. And at the bottom of the form, there's a little box and it says, would you be willing to come on the air with us? And if you are, you check the box and Mark does everything else. While you're on the website, don't forget that you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter and you can pre-order the new book, which is called The Great Money Reset. Okay, today on our air is John from North Carolina. Hi, John. How can we help you out?
So I'm in a good spot. My wife and I are in a good spot. She just started a new job after staying at home, working her butt off, taking care of our kids for 16 years. She started back full-time making a very strong six-figure income, and coupled with my very good, strong six-figure income, and our good dilemma is, what do we do with the extra money?
I love extra money problems. So yeah. How much money do you have extra each month, would you guess?
Probably close to $3,800, $4,000 a month.
Okay. I'm going to use $4,000. That sounds great. Okay. Give me a sort of big picture. How old are you guys? Kids, debt, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. I am 56. My wife is 49. We have two kids in high school. One is just started her junior year, and my son just started his sophomore year. Both are expecting to go to college, which is going to factor into all of our discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement-wise, my 401k and IRAs totals about, actually both of our retirement accounts together total about $730,000.
Great.
I am fully funding with the catch-up.
How much longer do you want to work?
probably 12 years.
Okay.
I'm thinking of retirement at 67, 68 years old.
Okay. And how much do you think you need to live on in retirement?
Our plan is right now about $120,000 a year.
How much are you living on right now?
So, we literally just started. She just started the 1st of August. So, literally, we've been living on my paycheck alone.
Okay.
And I think that nets out to $9,400 a month.
Okay. All right. As long as you, have run these numbers and you feel okay with it, then yeah, that's fine. I think that the other part of this is that, you know, this is new to you. Are you clear that this is, like, something she wants to do? In other words, is she wanting to stay at work for the next 12 years? Or is there any risk that she's like, I'm out of here, I'm not going to do this?
I don't think so. You know, it adds a whole lot of self-confidence to her.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back into the workforce, being hired on as a manager,
yeah,
managing other people in a career that she had before she stepped out to take care of the kids.
Yep.
And she feels like she's contributing to the retirement. She feels it's taking stress off of me, which, you know, honestly, it is. You know, there's a whole lot of emotional things in it, too, as I'm sure you can appreciate as a woman, in the sense that for 16 years, she didn't feel like she was contributing to our retirement, our, you know, monthly cash flow and things along those lines, even though she's the COO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Running everything in the household. And now this just gives her an emotional and financial boost in our relationship. And it's really cool to see. It's really nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think it does. It's like the working has huge benefits, especially for people mm-hmm. who've been out of the workforce for a long time. So here's what I would say to you. You're on track to start putting away a lot more money. The extra money each month, are you thinking about this in terms of a supplement to your retirement, or are you thinking about this as you're going to need this to pay for college? Because you're going to have two kids in college at the same time.
Yeah. So let's go there.
Yeah.
So we have, as I'm looking at my numbers right now, we have $40,000 in 529. Total.
Okay, got it.
We've been putting $400 a month, $200 for each kid for the past however many years. And so the question, one of the burning things that I'm sure you're getting into is it worth it to throw money into a 529? Do we put it in a brokerage account? Do we put it in a savings account?
Well, I'll tell you what, I would prefer to go into the 529 if you really think you're going to be, I mean, are both both kids are college bound. Are they public or private school kinds of students?
So private school is definitely a possibility. And what we have communicated to our kids is you get into the school that you want, that we think is going to have a high payback as well, of course. But don't worry about paying for college. We will figure that out on the back end. It's not an open door in that if we have to pay $70,000 a year for a degree, for a bachelor's degree, that's probably not going to fly.
Right. I think that what I'm trying to figure out is that, you know, how much of this money that really should go towards education, how much kind of juices up your overall retirement planning. I presume neither of you will be entitled to a pension going forward?
Correct.
Okay. I think that the $4,000 a month that you have is certainly available, and you can make that for college. Okay. The reason why I like a 529 plan is that you get some cover when it comes to your taxation, because now your tax bracket's going to be higher, right? How much money do you have in non-retirement assets? Anything? Do you have like an emergency reserve fund?
Yeah, we have an emergency reserve fund. It's probably right now around $30,000. And so very near term, it is to pump that back up to 50, which is where we see it needs to be for an emergency fund.
Agreed.
At the end of the year, I typically get about a $40,000 to $45,000 bonus. Our plan in December is essentially to build that back up.
Okay, so you top off emergency reserves. What about a brokerage account? Just a plain vanilla brokerage account. Do you have one of those as well?
We have one, but it's got less than $1,000 in it.
So here's what I would do. I would pump the money into the 529 plan. It doesn't really matter because the money is fungible between the two of them, right? So I would just do it equally, and they're so close in age that you can get the money back and forth. I would do that. That's going to be a portion of the $4,000 a month, and the rest of it I dump into the investment account. I would use the 529, the tax-sheltered part of the 529, as long as I could. And you know what you could do is, depending on what happens with your daughter, she gets into MIT and they say, oh my God, we've been dying to have kids from Raleigh. You're going to get a scholarship and it's not going to be all that money, right? Maybe it's not going to be the full 70, but let's see what happens. But you could use some of your investment account along the way if you had to. And I would, from there, kind of see how this goes and also see what, you know, if your son's like going to UNC, what's in state for UNC? It's probably hard to get in, right?
25.
I mean, so if your son ends up saying, like, I'm going to UNC, you can certainly get a better sense of where your son is heading in a year or two. And so then you can make a different decision a year from now. I think it's better to use the 529, especially since both kids are going to go to college. We don't know where, but I like putting the money in there. And whatever's left over, put it in the brokerage account.
Okay.
If you, like John, need to know how to incorporate some extra income into your retirement planning, give us a holler. Or if you have any other financial concern, we'd love to hear from you. Again, the website, jillonmoney.com. Hit the contact us button, and that's your gateway to us. Don't forget, on the website are tons of resources, the blog, there's videos there, some appearances on television, and any other content that we do create. It's all there, jillonmoney.com. You might as well bookmark it. You know you're coming back to it. Okay, that is it for the program. Lift someone up today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.